Hi, today's episode is all about whether or not you need to take a writing course if you want to write a novel. It certainly seems to be the trend these days that a lot of people are taking either an MFA or an MA in creative writing to help them boost their career prospects. But let's ask if it's really necessary today, or can you do it with other sorts of guidance? So let's find out. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where I teach beginner writers how to find the time and confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your novel for forever, this is the place to be. Hi and welcome. So, do you need to take a writing course? Well, it's said that many people learn to write without taking a writing class. And while that is technically true, there are few writers out there who have finished their first draft without getting some sort of guidance. Now, it doesn't need to be an MA or an MFA. It can just be an evening class at your local college or even a weekend workshop. But undoubtedly, most writers have taken some form of training. And the reasons are multiple, because craft aside, one reason to take a writing course is for the connections that you'll make. So if you're new to writing, there's a good chance that you don't know any other writers and you probably feel quite alone in your creative endeavours. So whilst a network, that word can be a bit of a dirty word these days, but really it's just another way of saying community. So by taking part in a writing course, whether it be online or in person, you're finding your writing community. And it's this community that will keep you motivated when you feel you can't go on, and they're the ones who will remind you why you are writing and why you love it so much. They are the people who are going to, you know, laugh with you when you tell them what your friends and family have said about your writing endeavours, because not everybody gets why we want to be writers. A lot of people have told me, friends and family have said, you know, what's the point in it? It's never going to earn you any money. It's just a waste of time. So why do it? But so your writing community are going to give you that kind of support that you might not get elsewhere. But they're also going to be the ones who read your work in progress, and they're going to remind you when you need it the most, because we all go through these phases. They are going to remind you when you need to hear it that you are a talented writer, that you do have what it takes and you just need to keep going. So I myself have taken many courses over the years, investing not just in the craft of writing, but also in my network. So for example, my writing teacher, the teacher I had in Hong Kong, I'm now back in Scotland. She's in Hawaii, of all exotic places, but we still stay in touch via social media, and albeit sporadic, it's great to know that she's there and she can support me and I support her in her endeavours too. I've met people on courses I've taken here in Edinburgh and in the retreats that I've been to since I've returned to Scotland, and I'm still in touch with them, and they are there for when I need inspiration and I need to feel less alone. Because not only that, there's this feeling of excitement that comes when you know that you're part of something wider than just yourself. It's much more thrilling to be engaged with other people who love what you love, and it's not just you sitting at the kitchen table feeling lost and uncertain and sometimes wondering whether you should go on, because it can be demotivating when you're on your own and you're left to your own devices. But when you're part of a group, you take on that group mentality and you want to do your best by your group, and they obviously want to do their best by you, and by helping the group you're ultimately helping yourself, and your teachers and your classmates, well, they give you that impetus you need to keep going. So why else might you take a writing class? Because it's not a professional qualification after all. There's no exam or certificate that will say yes, you are a good writer. But the course will give you focus, and it will give you deadlines and objectives to work to. With the course, you're going to have a leader, you know, a guide, a teacher, someone who is giving you structure and direction, someone who is cheerleading you on as you work towards your goal. And you'll get feedback from that teacher, and that will be helpful in beyond you, how you can imagine, because they're going to give you not only the benefit of their experience, their craft experience, but they're going to give you the courage of your convictions. They're going to help you in constructive ways by telling you what you're getting right, not just what you're getting wrong. And it is important for someone to be there cheering you on and saying, do you know what, this particular subplot might not be working, but all these other things are working, so don't give up. Because that's part of the battle. Part of the battle is needing to know what you're getting right, not just what you need to improve. And a good teacher is going to help you do that. But apart from a course, you know, where else can you learn about writing? Well, you can always head to craft books, of course. I mean, there are a plethora of craft books out there, and I should know because I have read many of them. And they undoubtedly are a great resource if you want to understand novel writing at a higher level. You know, you're going to find books on grammar, sentence structure, novel structure, character development, or how to write dialogue. There's guides on everything out there, including how to self-edit and then how to publish, how to query an agent, all of these things. And they're all fabulous resources. My only concern about them is, and why you can't use them and them alone, is they're not there to give you feedback. The author is not going to be at the end of the line or the end of an email offering you that encouragement and feedback that you need. You know, so when you come to a stumbling block in your plots, or even if you come to a chapter in the book that doesn't quite make sense to you, you can't go back to them and ask them to clarify something they've mentioned. So whilst the books are beneficial, and I really do recommend you read them as part of your ongoing learning, in themselves they don't give you everything that you need. What about YouTube videos? When I did a simple search of how to write a novel for beginners, thousands of videos popped up, as you can imagine, including one by the famous Margaret Atwood. They seem to be doing a lot of promotion recently. And the thing I noticed about them all is they all kind of promise to be step-by-step guides with top tips and essential steps, and some throw in the word best-selling author so you can be sure that you are getting the best in the business. But again, I would recommend that you watch these as part of your general research into the craft of writing and publishing, but they're not what's going to help you actually write your book. They cannot give you the deadline that you need to work towards. They can't give you the feedback on your work that is going to keep you motivated. So like the books, these are tools, these are resources that you will dip in and out of on a weekly basis to keep you learning in the background while you are writing at the same time. You know, over the years I've used sort of all of these tools, the YouTube videos, the books, the online courses, the in-person courses, and because, you know, the learning is never done, writing is lifelong learning, really. So I know that I use them again and again. And I have to say, it's one of the things I do like about being a writer, is the fact that you are always learning, you are always improving. There's always something new and exciting to discover. But that said, for me, the best and most inspiring resource is to take a course, because it does involve other people, not just me. I love having a teacher or a guide who is there to answer any queries I've got, who can give me examples of their own work or other people's work should I need them. And I love it when they do share experiences from their own life, their own writing life, and from which I can learn. They can really bring an example to life. I've even been on writing retreats, which I highly recommend if you ever get a chance. Some have had a teaching element to them, and some have just had a sort of tutorial element whereby you are free to write for the bulk of the time, and then you have one or two tutorials with whoever the guest author is. They're both really, really beneficial. Retreats with the classroom element have opened my eyes, certainly, to new exercises I can do when I get back home, you know, when I'm writing in my own desk again. They've also exposed me to how other people write and how they create storylines and what's interesting to them. And they've let me in on how other people view the craft of writing, and that in turn has changed how I view my writing life. But the retreats that, even the retreats that offer no actual teaching, rather just the one-to-one tutorials, they can also be really rewarding. Not only because you get all that lovely time to just concentrate on your writing, and then when you take a break and go for your tea or coffee, there are other people there who want to talk about what they're going through, and so you're always learning, you're being part of that community. And I guess much like in conferences, you know, it's not necessarily what you learn in the conference itself, but it's the discussion that you have around the conference that can be so valuable. And it's the same, I found anyway, with these kind of tutorial retreats. It's often the discussions you have around the writing that you learn so much and gain so much from. But yeah, these one-to-one tutorials, they are, it's, you know, it's a real rare opportunity to get to talk about your own work with someone in quite an amount of detail, and talk about your story, where it's going, you know, just things to think about how you could take your story in another direction. And because they're coming to your work as well, just like a real reader would, you know, they don't have any preconceived ideas about who you are, the type of thing that you write. They're more like a real world reader. Social media is another way to connect with writers, and although they can't offer you the same level of support and connection you have with your real life, in inverted commas, connections, you know, you can certainly see your own struggles reflected in their posts and comments, or at least that's how I feel about it when I follow people on Instagram or on Twitter, see what they're talking about. That can be really interesting, and I haven't myself, but I know a lot of writers who have made great connections through Twitter, so that's, you know, social media mustn't be ruled out. But I suppose ultimately what I'm saying to you is that you can do as much reading as you want and you can watch as many YouTube videos as you want, but it's the camaraderie and the personal interaction with your fellow students and teachers that really helps bring your writing craft and your skill to the fore. It really helps you make big jumps with your writing life and your writing craft. So now you know why it is important to take part in some kind of writing course, whether it be a free one down at your local library or at the other end, the other extreme, a very expensive MA or MFA programme. Because through doing a course, whether it's in person or online, not only are you going to find your tribe, your writing community, your network, but you're going to take your biggest leaps yet in terms of craft and, importantly, confidence. So have a look at Google. I bet you can find a writing course or some kind of class that's near you and which will fit your budget. I hope you find that useful. I hope that's given you some food for thought. Please do have a look around and see if there's a course somewhere or a writing group somewhere that can help you and make you feel part of a very important community and validate your writing self, not just your everyday self. It's important to get that. All right then, thanks for listening, and I will speak to you again next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found that helpful and inspirational. Now, don't forget to come on over to Facebook and join my group, Turning Readers into Writers. It is especially for you if you are a beginner writer who is looking to write their first novel. If you join the group, you will also find a free cheat sheet there called 3 Secret Hacks to Write with Consistency. So go to emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, hit join, can't wait to see you in there. All right, thank you, bye-bye.